Good morning. We have 62 degrees on our way to a high today of a pleasant 83 degrees. I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. Illinois Senate President John Cullerton says that he will send a bill that overhauls how Illinois doles out money to schools to Governor Bruce Rauner today. The Republican governor has said that he'll use his amendatory powers to rewrite the bill and then send it back to the Senate over objections to funding for Chicago schools. But he repeatedly declined to specify what he'll do. To overrule the governor, a three-fifths majority is needed. If that attempt fails, the bill dies. Lawmakers are expected to convene later today at noon for a special session on school funding. A new formula is required as a part of the budget that legislators approved earlier in the month. Without a new calculation, schools will not get paid. The first payment to schools is due on the 10th of August. A local librarian is the state's Librarian of the Year. For the last 7 years, Diana Brawley Sussman has been the director of the Carbondale Public Library, and in her two decades of library experience, she still remembers her very first job at a library, putting books back where they belong.
I started out as a shelver, started out at the bottom. I was at Minneapolis Public Library.
And the phone call telling her that she had been chosen as the Librarian of the Year came from a colleague and an early role model.
I got a call from a librarian who herself had been Librarian of the Year, who I had nominated as Librarian of the Year years ago, and she had been a mentor for me, and that was Sharon Ruta at the Illinois State Library.
And as more professionals can renew their licenses online, the state of Illinois is going to stop taking most paper applications on September the 1st. Three-quarters of all professions requiring state licensing are able to apply for and update their licenses over the Internet. And so with that in mind, State Department of Financial and Professional Regulation spokesperson Terry Horseman says that professionals like nursing, barber, CPAs must use the online system starting in September.